This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr, a no-show to a U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. And now the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is threatening to hold Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr refusing to testify because Democrats were requiring that he answer the questions of staff lawyers as well as members on the committee. Republicans on the panel lashing out at Democrats, especially Chairman Jerry Nadler for that. And Republican Doug Collins says it's just one example of minority voices on the committee being silenced by Nadler.
The question that bothered me the most yesterday is we got time. We got to get on to another bill. Timing does not trump minority rights. And there's not a member on this dais that should say it's not. And freshman members or anybody else who's here for the first time, that's not how this committee works.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week, essentially unchanged, says the government. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
In Venezuela, opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for escalated strikes to force disputed President Nicolas Maduro out of power, as Maduro is holding on to power by a thread. The United States is supporting the opposition leader, but hasn't promised military action. Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott says he wishes it would.
I went down there and I went to Cucuta, and your heart goes out to him. I talked to school children that they had to cross a river. That day the water was up to their chest. You know, these little girls, they're walking by themselves a couple hours to get over there because there's a school they get to go to and they get food. Went to a food kitchen where USAID pays for 5,000 meals. It's the only meal.
He spoke on Fox News. Meanwhile, Maduro has the support of Russia, China, and Cuba. The Federal Reserve ends a policy meeting without raising interest rates. In fact, it's indicated it may hold them steady for an extended period of time. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue. A Chinese family caught up in the college admission cheating scandal reportedly paid millions to get their daughter into Stanford. Reports are Yuzi Zhao, who also goes by the name Molly, was admitted to the Northern California school in the spring of 2017, and the family from Beijing paid $6.5 million to a Newport Beach businessman to get that child into the university. The businessman's pleaded guilty to the charges, along with parents and coaches entangled in the controversy, though this Chinese family has not yet been formally charged. And some new laws and rules in effect at Disney parks effective today. They're banning smoking, wagons, and oversized strollers at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Okay, hang in there, America. Not all is lost. I know. Look, it. You have to laugh about this stuff that's happening. It's comedy. If you take it too seriously, then your head's going to explode, like what's going on in D.C. You know, they really deserve this. Our next guest is chuckling with us. He's probably, his tick that he thought he got rid of probably came back yesterday as he was watching all those shenanigans happening before God and country. You know, brought to you by our U.S. senators there in the Judiciary Committee. President and CEO of LabMD, Michael Dougherty, joins us. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well. Actually, I enjoyed it because, as you know, it was like the senators are talk, and then bar. No. Mr. Keep It Brief, Pithy, no. I mean, it was just so entertaining. I actually want someone to put together a video of all those interactions, just like they did, you know, the post, the anchorman
exactly.
meltdown when Trump won.
Right.
It's just fantastic. He just let them drone, especially that idiot from Hawaii. Oh, my gosh.
Well, could you, I mean,
shame
first
on
of all, I mean, really, no aloha. I mean, people in Hawaii have to be embarrassed by her. I mean, even if you are, I mean, it's like, sadly, if you think so less of the process of our constitutional government, the fact that 63 million people voted for Trump, okay, you hate him, all right, okay, you know, waste your time, waste your life. Meanwhile, he's going to be about the people's business. We're at 3.2 GDP. We've got more people working than ever. There is a return to the constitutional process of our government. You know, he said on Inauguration Day he was going to return the government back in the hands of where it belonged, in the hands of we the people. But we the people got to be there. We've got to, you know, fill our lane of responsibility to make sure that we're holding these knuckleheads accountable. And if you think not, all you got to do is just tune in. I mean, like you said, we can just give you a quick snippet of the idiocy that was taking place. I mean, here it is. I mean, Michael, we're talking senators that are representing the voters of America and the language that they're using, you know, calling people liars just because they disagree. Well, then, you know, you need to resign. You know, well, why do I need to because, you know, we don't agree. Really? Okay.
I mean, it is beyond comprehension. Here's the thing that I learned that I think we assume as Americans that you really have to take in. Once I started spending a lot of time in the Hill from 2014 on, I learned that really the Hill is the place of anarchy because they make the laws, but there are no laws. So you remember, I mean, here's this woman spewing vitriol at Barr, but you remember Nadler just a couple weeks ago reprimanding Candace Owens for insinuating that someone was thinking black people were stupid. There's no accountability for senators. They can do whatever they want. It is, and so you sink to the lowest common denominator if that's what the public elects. Because
to your point exactly, Michael. The fact that they can think or even talk like that. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, look, this is unacceptable. Lindsey Graham needs to censure and put a notice out there. And I don't mean one of these Nancy Pelosi, let's hate hatred, you know, kind of declarations. You know, that's absurd. You know, she needs to be censured for what she did in scandalizing, Bill Barr without foundation, the things that she said about the president. Look at. He is the president of the United States. If you don't want to accept him as your president, that's your issue. But there's 63 million plus people, and look at his popularity right now, in spite of all this negative press that he's been getting. Look at his popularity right now, according to the polls. And those polls are probably questionable anyway, because you got to know the people that are conducting them, for the most part, they're not necessarily doing it objectively. So there's got to be a plus or minus, you know, maybe even a 10% error ratio on that.
Well, you know, and we don't. This is what's happened when you have these hearings, and because I've testified in front of Congress, you realize your assumptions are wrong. Like, the cameras don't pan around that much, so you don't see what's going on. And so you have these politicians, when the camera's on them, they're acting to their constituents and their region. They're not really dealing with what's going on. What you don't see is while, you know, Miss Hawaii there is slamming him and pontificating for her far, far left liberal constituents, which is most of Hawaii, the rest of them are like getting up, getting coffee, they're reading their mail. That's
right.
Really unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's no group meeting.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's just theater.
Right, of course, and then the presidential hopefuls from the Democratic side pick up on that, and they go, yeah, okay, yeah, he's got to resign. So now you hear, the echoing, seals right on down the line.
Perfect.
You know, picking up on the latest narrative, right?
But nothing is more priceless than the facial expressions of Bob Barr. They're just fantastic.
Right.
No. Just like I could just have a party just putting like.
I love that deal. Like you said, the sound bites. You love that interchange. I can't remember the senator. It's on the tip of my tongue. But he's asking him. Blumenthal. Yeah, Blumenthal. Was that conversation memorialized? Did you write something down? No. Did someone else write it down? Yes. And they took notes? Yes. Can we have those notes? No. No.
Fantastic.
Bunk.
Yeah. How dare you? I'm like,
it's a drop the mic moment.
I mean, this from the guy who lies about his service to the country.
Yeah.
And still gets reelected.
Yeah.
And
the cameras still go to him. Why do the cameras go to people who flat out have lied to this level and they still give him place? That's another disgusting thing as far as I'm concerned. He should not be given airtime.
Well, just saying. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know. It is, we keep doubling down, but at some point, please, people of New England, look who you're electing.
Right. Yeah, and this road that they're taking us down, Michael, where does this lead to? That's what scares me. You know, this anarchy, as you say, this anarchy that exists on the Hill, you've been there up close and personal, you've been subjected to it, and you see the idiocy of it all, and, it's getting to the point where it can no longer be contained. This is like the blob. Remember when you and I were kids growing up? Remember the blob? And it just kind of took over. And it's like the blob coming out of Washington, D.C. We can no longer contain it. We're just going to need to do something to absolutely destroy it and get control of our government once again. Because, you know, Jerry Nadler, I mean, he's absolutely throwing a fit. His head's exploding right now because Barr says, no, I'm not going to come to your meeting and be interviewed by your staff attorneys. It's not going to happen.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Democracy is supposed to be messy.
Well, it is. It's we got cleanups on every one of the aisles throughout the entire warehouse here to take care of. And meanwhile, the Dems are upset because of the handling of the Mueller report that now the unredacted version, they said, we don't want to read it. after all that buzzing, hey, we got to go to break. We've got more from Michael Dougherty. Stay with us, America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Hey, just in case you needed to be reminded, how are you? You know, this is the place where we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Speaking of hanging prepositions, Michael Dougherty, what's going on with Eric Swalwell? He wants to take every reference to man out of the Constitution. I mean, is this guy, you know, is he tipped too much of the juice here? What's going on with him?
This is how you get on television. You'd be the biggest loony whack job there is. It's entertainment. This guy screams, woman isn't in the Constitution, and then he learns that man isn't in the Constitution either. It's like, show me where the word man is in the Constitution.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, again, it's all pandering to the ignorant masses. It's theater. And the terrifying part is the ignorant masses are pretty big. And so this guy can get elected. Some of these districts around the country, this last look at that nut job, thanks to Nancy Pelosi's district for her, OAC, you know, the Minnesota people. I mean, my gosh, it's crazy making.
Yeah.
And, but.
Well, we've got to get control of our government. Like you said, I mean, look at, they're going absolutely bonkers over the 2016. They refuse. I mean, what the Democrats are leading us to is down a road of impeachment. Everybody, I mean, you know, and even Maxine, they had to give Maxine some time last night, too. And, of course, yeah, we're going to impeach him, too. You know, let's impeach everybody. You know, why not? You know, Bill Barr, he's going to be impeached. Like, oh.
This is pandering to the stupid. And if their constituents had got a brain function, they wouldn't be so exploited. This is just exploitation.
No, without a doubt.
And this is a good segue into measles. The government exploits everything and anything. And this is, and what you've got then is, since they exploit immigration, backdoor disease. And I mean, this is
Michael, we've been warning
funny,
about this
funny.
For decades. You know, the CDC reports and all that has been muffled. They don't want to consider this. I mean, come on. Just basic reason and logic would tell you, you know, today it's measles. Tomorrow, what else is going to come back?
Well, science and technology don't care who you are, as Hillary Clinton has learned. Mm-hmm. And this is where we really mess with Mother Nature. Remember that old TV commercial?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like I would say, if God doesn't get your attention, he'll smack him the face hard enough until he does. And when it comes to these being exploited, you've got people that are turning immigration into illegal immigration, like as if that's the same thing. And so while they want us to stand in line to get in our airplanes for hours, they don't want anyone that's a stranger here that could bring a disease to just stand in and get checked. I mean, this is crazy. And what fool votes for someone like that who actually thinks these people care about them? These people don't care about you. They're scaring you into you giving them your vote.
Exactly.
And as soon as they have it, they're done with you.
Yeah, you're going to surrender your liberties. I mean, this is what America is all about. It's about freedom for all. And if we're going to be manipulated like this and feared into behaving the way they want us to behave, then we give up our liberties, and hey, we're down the road to socialism, and look what's going on right now in Venezuela with a civil war outbreak for all intent and purposes.
And I'm heartened that CNN's ratings have dropped like a rock since the Mueller report, lie about Russia exploded. And notice their coverage on Venezuela. Notice just the lack of information. This is a network of people. It's a culture.
Yes.
That exploit journalism. These are not truth seekers. These are not investigative reporters. They're none of that. Most of them haven't been to journalism school.
Mm-hmm.
They are paid actors to sell stories to drive ratings and make money. And then they have people in power at the top that have a political agenda that are held in check by the left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very it's a tentacles, and the tentacles and the borders are invisible. It starts in D.C. and it goes through the media and to the big law and big corporations and throughout the left, and we have to save ourselves. I mean, you have to understand that we've been really spoiled in healthcare the past 60 years. We don't have memories of tuberculosis hospitals or iron lungs and polio and enforced isolation for the benefit of the community. So we have these ridiculous subgroups now outside of people that get to come in the country that don't get that aren't healthy, that don't inoculate their children because they're afraid of a side effect, or they listen to a celebrity, or they go to the Google School of Medicine. And you have to be held accountable if you're going to infect other people or even your own kid. I mean, there's some of these, you know, infection parties. Now, this is a real self-extreme group, but it is.
I know, infection parties. I love this. You know,
and those people should be held for child abuse and as far as I'm concerned, assault.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole idea that an infection party, I can't remember the last time I heard of something like this where people say, oh, well, you know, your kid's got the measles, so, you know, this is a good thing, you know, bring. I mean, we've gone such full circle, you know, where parents are exposing their children to measles to where now they don't even want to be inoculated, and now here we are dealing with diseases that we thought we once eradicated. And, And meanwhile, you know, where are we on this deal as the government continues to support sanctuary cities? And, you know, we've got potential hotbeds of disease that are, you know, becoming a petri dish for all these diseases that were once eradicated from our country, Michael.
Well, and this is what happens when you intervene in the patient-doctor relationship. When the government takes over medicine, and they're allowed to do so because the public believed, first they had to do is create a crisis, which didn't exist. Then they had to, you know, dupe everyone that elect me and I'll solve the crisis. Now we have lousier health care, doctors leaving, premiums going up, and a media that won't report this.
Right.
So, you know, it is, you've got to figure it out on your own. So just kill in your head that the government's going to come help you.
Right.
But there's so many people that feel downtrodden that they get and they're in that echo chamber groupthink.
Well, Nancy Pelosi called it the wrap-up smear. You know, Nancy Pelosi called it the wrap-up smear. She laid it out. She's here, this is what we do. I mean, and she just, you know, it's probably one of the most honest moments that I've seen her where she just laid it out. And it's like, wait a minute, she's just telling you what she does and how they do it, and they call it the wrap-up smear, and she's talking to alleged journalists, you know, as you were talking about, and they pick up the story, and so once they pick up the story, it gives a credibility, and next thing you know, all in the name of this story and justification, they can get FISA warrants, they can do whatever they want to do and justify the expenditure of the people's money for something that they created. They create this big crisis, as you say. Bill Fetter used to say, well, you know, they're the ones that start the fire, and then they come out the back door with a hose and saying, hey, let us, we can put it out. And they're the very ones that started the fire
and
to begin with.
Accountability.
Yeah, exactly.
The system has gotten so vast that you'll never get these people into court, ever. No. Right. They'll kick the can down the road, and that's why they're screaming. This is why they're screaming when Trump won, and this is why they're into survival war mode that he doesn't win again. Because, as Hillary herself said, they'll all end up in jail.
Right. Well, there's something graver, Michael, I believe. My instincts tell me it is deeper and darker than we can imagine for them to be so desperate to cover up. And, you know, we see the tentacles going through Obama's White House. You know, this is diabolical. This is pretty scary stuff. And I know people say, well, Bill, take it easy. You're starting to put a tinfoil hat on. I'm not there with a tinfoil hat. I'm just saying, look, the signs are there. And we, again, are cautioned to be discerners of information, be critical thinkers, and consider where they're leading us to, because it is a very dangerous part and takes away our liberties and compromises our U.S. government. Michael Dougherty, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Always a pleasure, Michael. Thank you for being with us.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr, a no-show to a U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. And now the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is threatening to hold Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr refusing to testify because Democrats were requiring that he answer the questions of staff lawyers as well as members on the committee. Republicans on the panel lashing out at Democrats, especially Chairman Jerry Nadler for that. And Republican Doug Collins says it's just one example of minority voices on the committee being silenced by Nadler.
The question that bothered me the most yesterday is we got time. We got to get on to another bill. Timing does not trump minority rights. And there's not a member on this dais that should say it's not. And freshman members or anybody else who's here for the first time, that's not how this committee works.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week, essentially unchanged, says the government. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I tell you, I think the Dems kind of figured it out yesterday after they found out that, they're dealing with an attorney general that's not about to recuse himself. He's going to stay in his lane. And, for President Trump, he has a wingman, and that's kind of refreshing. And I believe it's refreshing for we the people to have somebody looking out for our best interests as opposed to being manipulated. And clearly that's what was trying to or at least was on display yesterday. Clearly that, they wanted a one sided event to take place. But, like anything, and this is what our government is all about, is you got the point counterpoint. And hopefully in the process of it, you get a chance to meet in the middle and discover the truth together and find a way to get along. But right now, hey, we got a lot of fussing and fighting. And meanwhile, hey, we get to watch it on TV and realize, hey, we're paying for this. This is our money that's doing this. Let's talk about some more serious things that are extremely practical, especially on today. Did you know today, I know it's the National Day of Prayer, but it's also Insurance Day. And each year, the National Life Insurance Day is recognized on May the 2nd. But the issues for people who don't have insurance they need can last a lifetime. The shocking statistics is that 4 in 10 people have no life insurance at all. Did you know that? Now, here with us to talk about this important information that you need to take notes on even as well, because Sean Scaturo joins us now. He's the Director of Insurance Advice for USAA. Sean, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And, you know, today, Insurance Day, every May the 2nd, it's good that a day like this is noted because it reminds us how important life insurance is to every American, right?
It definitely does.
Okay. So who should have life insurance? I just said every American, so I almost answered my same question here. But who should have life insurance?
You know, it really simply, I would say tongue-in-cheek, everybody should have it. But when you want to get a little bit more specific, anybody that loves another person, that person, you know, is financially dependent on or has financial dependencies too, should have life insurance. Mm-hmm. So it's not just your young families or or people that have debt. It's pretty much anybody that would have somebody being financially impacted by their passing.
Exactly. And I'm glad you put it in that context because sometimes we don't think about that. You know, what happens? You know, okay, you lose somebody, but look at, there are expenses that go along, funeral expenses and accordingly. Not to mention, hey, look at, there's tomorrow that we have to deal with, right?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, as macabre as it is, we have to think about what happens if we pass away. Our bill collectors, I mean, I think that they have empathy. I want to think that they've got empathy, but the bills still are due.
Yeah.
We need to make certain that the ones that survive us are not hindered by that, that they can pay for those things that help them meet their standard of living.
Yeah, having gone through it ourselves here recently, last year our mother passed and our father had preceded her. And so we had estate issues to deal with. And I can tell you, Sean, there's so many things that happen as a result of it. And, people ask me, and I said, you just can't be prepared enough. And, and that's my takeaway from all this. And my father was greatly prepared. My mother, not so much. And the differential that, the survivors had to make up, and by that, I mean, here it is, you're trying to grieve and deal with this, but then you got to deal with the government, you got to deal with all these other issues that are associated with someone's passing, and especially if an estate is involved.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, Bill, speaking from firsthand, I think your listeners are definitely benefiting from your testimony towards that. But just know life insurance, it does serve a purpose beyond just paying for debt. When you have an estate and you're trying to settle it, not only do you have the issues that you mentioned, when it comes to expenses being paid, but estates also can create kind of ugly behavior. Money makes people do weird things, and families
exactly.
Sometimes fight. So life insurance can be a very valuable asset in the estate plan because it creates a tax-free resource and a liquid resource to maybe clean up the battlefield of what your estate could look like.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Sean. What is it that gets in the way of people not choosing to be insured? And why is that? I think we touched a little bit on the critical problem that it presents, but explain to us, from your experience and your research, why people are going without any life insurance.
Yeah, I think the predominant reason is just a lack of connectivity. When you look at other types of insurance, whether it be health, auto, or home insurance, it's a lot more tangible. You can kind of see the benefit. It's one of those that with life insurance, the first thing you have to get over is that when you're buying it, you got to recognize it's not for you. It's for the ones that you love. Mm-hmm. Once you've kind of made that connection, the decision's a little bit easier, although the industry's got to do a much better job at making it simpler for people to understand. So maybe it's the complexity, the different kinds of products, and maybe it's just weird in the sense of I'm buying insurance for when I die.
Exactly.
And I think that's maybe the reason why people haven't taken action to the degree that we want them to. Mm-hmm. But to your second question, it is so critical because what we've seen in the research and the industry is telling us that 35% of American households will feel a financial impact. They will be burdened within as little as a month following the loss of a primary wage earner. And if that statistic grows to 50%, when you look at the first 6 months following the loss of a wage earner. So, we put it in a real sense. I always try to think about my family. If I passed away yesterday, I don't want to have my kids change schools. I don't want to have them have to move to a different house. So life insurance helps me keep my family intact when I'm not there to do it myself.
Exactly. How much life insurance should we have?
know, it's an individual question for everybody. However, we do believe that there's kind of a rule of thumb that you can work off of. So your real number may be slightly different, but you want to have at least enough to pay off 100% of your debts and replace your income for at least 5 years. So your money is going to go further when your family's debt-free, but it'll allow them to be a little bit more versatile and make some good financial decisions in their control versus having to make knee-jerk, you know, untimely decisions.
Exactly.
But that's a good starting point. Now, if you've got college education or if you've got estate, you know, planning desires, maybe your number is a little bit higher, but at least you know what a minimum amount should be.
Exactly. What about the type of insurance? What do you suggest?
You know, again, individual needs are going to determine, but it helps to understand what type of insurance does an according thing. So with term insurance, it's really designed to pay for all the things that you need to have covered if you were to pass away unexpectedly. So paying off the mortgage, replacing income, all those big ticket items, term insurance is really ideal for you there. Permanent life insurance is really for the things that you want to have paid for when you pass away. So tying back to what we talked about in estate planning, I don't want my kids to fight, you know, when I'm old and pass away. I want them to have a good family relationship, so I want to have permanent life insurance as part of my estate plan to help kind of create, you know, or at least prevent the infighting that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So again, everybody's situation is different, but what I will say is if you currently do not have life insurance, in most cases, term insurance probably is the first thing that you should be looking at.
Uh-huh. And when should I get it?
Hopefully when you're younger and healthier. Now, those are the two major factors.
Because it's cheaper too, right?
Because it's cheaper. So yeah. We want it to be, I want to save money over time. So if
right.
I buy it when I'm younger and healthier, I'm going to save money over time.
Right. And it also, I believe, sets a pattern. I mean, if you're used to having this involved in your daily expenditure, your monthly expenditures, annual expenditures, it's already baked into the system, so to speak, right?
Definitely. Once you've budgeted in for it, and it's really not too terrible to budget for. What we typically look at a term policy is maybe a couple of pizzas a month. So once I get over that hump of I understand what life insurance does and I see value of how it helps my family, well, then it's just part of the overall financial recipe.
Well, Sean, where can our listeners go for more information?
More information is available at usaa.com/life. It's our education center. You can get some help starting out on your path to acquiring life insurance. So, Bill, I thank you very much for the time.
Hey, Sean, you're awesome. Thank you. Sean Scatura, with 15 years of financial services experience, he serves as USAA's Director of Life and Health Insurance Advice. Since joining USAA in 2006, he has served members as a wealth manager and practice management consultant. Again, Sean, we thank you for your time. You're awesome. Appreciate all the information. We've been taking notes, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you for
you
that
got it. Have a great one. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. We got more coming. In fact, the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California. He is next. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, it is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, here he is with all the boffo news. It is good to be Disney these days. I mean, can you hear all the jingling in their pockets?
No, I don't think they can count the money fast enough. I may have mentioned last weekend that this Avengers Endgame was going to be a big movie.
You said big, but you didn't say boffo. I mean, this is beyond boffo, right?
Yes, it's historic. I mean, this is the biggest movie of all time. It made $357 million domestically here in North America, $1.2 billion worldwide in its first weekend. And they through Tuesday in this country, it's made about $426 million. They think that this could be the first movie to make $1 billion domestically.
And you know, the only problem is, Steve-O, is when the politicians see how much money the people are willing to pay for entertainment, they go, we're not taxing them enough. That's the scary part.
Well, that certainly is another conversation. I think that there is a lot of money being made, certainly by the Disney company. Unfortunately, the other movies out last weekend didn't make quite as much.
When you got somebody taking all the oxygen out of the room like Avengers, I mean, what's left to breathe, right?
I mean, this is the 22nd Marvel movie. I mean, this is brand new stuff.
Yeah.
But they continue to do it.
Well, somebody made a smart move in buying up that franchise, right?
Yeah, I mean, Roger Iger, he's a smart guy.
Yep.
Who runs Disney, by the way? Captain Marvel was in the action, making 8.3, way back there. The Curse of La Llorona made about 8 million. That was number 3. Breakthrough number 4, and Shazam rounding out the top 5. Well, there are other movies out there. I mean, of course, Avengers Endgame will be number 1 again this weekend. They think it's going to make another 160 million. However, we have
You mean Seth Rogen's not going to upend Avengers Endgame?
Well, he's not going to upend the end game. No, it's a good movie, though. 87% are recommending Long Shot, starring the aforementioned Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. The thing about this movie is, if you take a look at the trailer, and what I've heard is these two really work well together. A lot of chemistry there. Here's the idea. It's called Long Shot. When Fred Flarsky, played by Seth Rogen, reunites with his first crush, one of the most influential women in the world, played by Charlize Theron, her character's name is Charlotte Beale, he charms her. And as she prepares to make a run for the presidency, Charlotte decides to hire Fred as her speechwriter. He's this gifted, free-spirited journalist with kind of an affinity for trouble. Well, obviously, a fish out of water on Charlotte's elite team. Sure. He is unprepared for her glamorous lifestyle in the limelight. However, sparks fly as their unmistakable chemistry leads to a round-the-world romance and a series of unexpected and dangerous incidents. 87% recommending. This looks like a funny movie. I'm going to check it out this weekend. Mm-hmm. It will be number two. They think it's going to make about 16.
He's not threatening the North Korean chairman again, is he?
No.
Not this one? Okay. He's behaving himself? Okay.
I think that he probably leaves that out of any conversation.
Good.
We have a movie called Ugly Dolls. This is an animated film. Only 46% are recommending, but it looks like a much better film than that. Check out the trailer. It's rated PG, so you can take the whole crew. And it is starring Kelly Clarkson, voicing one of the characters, as well as Nick Jonas and Blake Shelton, also in this one.
Yeah.
Here's the idea. In the adorably different town of Uglyville, weird is celebrated, strange is special, and the beauty is embraced as more than simply what meets the eye. Here, the free-spirited Moxie, voiced by Kelly Clarkson, and her ugly doll friends live every day in a whirlwind of bliss, letting their freak flags fly in a celebration of life and endless possibilities. But then they decide to go on a journey beyond the comfortable borders of Uglyville, and there, of course, they confront what it means to be different and struggle with their desire to be loved, and ultimately discover that you don't have to be perfect to be amazing, because who you truly are is what matters the most, right? 46% recommending the Ugly Dolls movie, and I think it was one to see. Check it out.
I think so, too. You know, we interviewed Kelly Asbury, who's the director, and he's got a Disney background as well. Quite extensive with animation, and what a fun conversation to get some background and backdrop of this movie. I think it's one of those kind of teaching movies, because it gives you that comparison of people who are popular and not so popular, the everyday conflict that peer pressure deals with. And I agree. I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they see this movie.
Check it out. We have a movie here called El Chicano. I was just reading about this in the New York Times this morning. There's an article about how this movie came to be made. It's directed by Ben Hernandez Bray, who grew up in a rough part of the San Fernando Valley and unfortunately lost a brother to gang violence.
Mm, yeah.
And this movie is, I think, a therapy in a way. I mean, it really, he wanted to make this movie to kind of illustrate this whole situation. And he demanded an all-Latino cast, and he had a hard time getting it made here in Hollywood, so he found the money up north in Canada, and it's appearing in theaters this weekend. Here's the idea. It's called
I was going to say, if he's having a hard time in L.A. finding an all-Latino cast, that's one thing, but then we got to talk about money. I understand. Okay.
Well, here's the idea. He said he went to the studios and said he wanted this all-Chicano or this all-Latino cast, and they said, no, we got to have some Caucasians in here because of marketing and things like that. He said, look, I want this to be authentic.
When yeah, like what? What? Like, the Boys from the Hood and some of these others,
Same thing. I mean, like Black Panther, it took a long time to get made. But he said, look, when I was growing up in the San Fernando Valley, there were no Caucasians in my neighborhood.
Right.
So I want this to be authentic. And so, like I say, he eventually was able to get it made with money from up north. But it's already being called Batman of the Barrio. Here's the idea.
Okay.
Detective Diego Hernandez, assigned to a career-making case investigating a vicious cartel, he uncovers links to his brother's supposed suicide and a turf battle that's about to swallow up his neighborhood. So torn between playing by the book and seeking justice, he resurrects the masked street legend El Chicano. And now off to take down his childhood buddy turned gang boss, he sets off a bloody war to defend his city and avenge his brother's murder.
Mm-hmm.
El Chicano looks good.
Shades and Memories of Zorro, maybe?
Yeah, in a way.
Except no horse and a sword? A little bit different?
Well, maybe an updated version of that.
Mm-hmm. Good, I like
that. We have this a documentary out this weekend, which really looks interesting. It's Meeting Gorbachev. Werner Herzog interviews one of the world's greatest living politicians, now 87 years old. It's a series of three interviews, actually. And you check out this unforgettable archive material. And, of course, it's interviewing Mikhail Gorbachev, former General Secretary of the USSR, and talking about his three remarkable accomplishments. He negotiated this U.S. Nuclear arms deal, and he also oversaw the cessation of Soviet control of Eastern Europe and the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Did all this in 6 years, and they say that this is really something to see.
You know, it's kind of amazing when you think back about what he had to put on the line. It's a wonder that he's, you know, personally survived. Yeah, still alive. I mean, that he's not stuffed away somewhere. But, wow, what an opportunity. You talk about somebody right in the pinnacle of history. The disassembling of the USSR. And, of course, they've been trying to recover ever since Putin's been back, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
That's out there this weekend if you're a history buff, one to see. We have a movie here which was up at Sundance, purchased by Netflix. It's going to open in theaters, and I believe on the Netflix service this weekend. It's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. This is about Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're of a particular age, you remember Ted Bundy. I'm particularly familiar with this because he was up in the Northwest during the 1970s when I was up there in the Seattle area. He went to University of Washington, the UPS Law School. He was involved in Republican politics up there. He was kind of a up-and-rising star, but he had this horrible secret. I mean, this is based upon a novel by his girlfriend, Elizabeth Bulfer. Mm-hmm. And you remember, of course, Ted Bundy.
Oh, sure, absolutely, yeah.
And he committed these horrendous crimes, was eventually captured. He was actually executed in 1989, I believe, in Florida. But you remember, the crazy thing about the execution was they decided to give him time. They delayed the execution so he could confess. And he spent hours and hours with prosecutors going through his horrendous activity. I think he confessed to over 30 murders at the time, and they think that, that was all they could remember. I mean, it was pretty crazy. But Zac Efron,
that's what I was just seeing, playing the role of Ted Bundy, huh?
And, you know, because he was handsome, he was this charismatic guy, you take a look at him and say, this guy's a serial killer?
Right.
And he played on that for years. Lily Collins is in this, John Malkovich, Jim Parsons, and Haley Joel Osment, all starring in this one, 61% recommending Extremely Wicked and Shockingly Evil and Vile. Another movie here called The Intruder, which is interesting, too. I saw the trailer a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, man, this is a scary film. Mm-hmm. It's about this young married couple, in the movie played by Michael Ealy and Megan Good. They buy their dream house in the Napa Valley. They think they've found the perfect home to take the next steps as a family. But when the strangely attached seller, played by Dennis Quaid, continues to infiltrate their lives, they begin to suspect that he has hidden motivations beyond a quick sale. And strange thing, it's called The Intruder. You may want to check that one out this weekend. And another movie called Shadow from China, which is visually stunning. Just check out the trailer. It's something you want to see.
All right, real quick, we got 30 seconds. So, Shadow, you got my interest,
well,
you know?
Yeah, Shadow is a movie by Zhang Yimou. I believe that's the way you pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. And it is visually just incredible to watch. I mean, he's a master of the cinema in China, and he paints this canvas of inky blacks and grays with punctuations by bursts of color from the blood of the defeated. I mean, it's just, you know, you look at it, it's just, wow, this is something to see.
Well, we got to leave it there. We've got plenty to look at. We'll see you at the cinema. Large popcorn, light on the butter. We'll see you there, Steve-O. Thank you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
cotton body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today.